Okay, let's give it another try. Hello and welcome to Finance Conversation. This is the Merging Life and Money Show, and I am thrilled to be here with you today. Before I get into today's topic, I would like to recognize my Australian peeps as they celebrated, I should say, Australia Day yesterday. And on this special occasion, Australians all over the world come together as it is an opportunity for them to remember the history that has shaped them into who they are today, while contemplating with optimism the bright future that lies ahead. And I would be remiss if I did not mention that today is also National Spouses Day. So let this special day be a reminder of all the wonderful memories you have with your partners and all the memories that you shared over time, and give each other some extra love, show gratitude for all they do, and relive those cherished moments together. Welcome to the Merging Life and Money Show. Today, I will be delving into this brave new world of artificial intelligence, or AI, and how its advancements are rapidly transforming our lives. AI technology is transforming our existence, enabling major corporations to streamline their processes and granting everyone access to platforms like OpenAI and ChatGPT. This cutting-edge force promises a future of unbound possibilities, but what are these advancements really going to mean for us? Will they bring great opportunities, or will they create new challenges? But before I get into it, let me introduce myself. For those of you who do not know me, I am Mary Jo Caesar, your money mentor and host. I am taking the power back by helping professional women take control of their finances. So get ready to learn how you can embrace financial wellness from acknowledging and getting rid of your memory, your money blocks, to budgeting essentials, and recognizing that living well is not an expense, but a right. Thank you for joining in today. I come to you live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to share tips, tools, technique, motivation, inspiration, and to give you valuable information about how to achieve financial wellness and live your life with means and meaning. So let me remind you that starting next month, so that's next week, I will be streaming at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time instead of 5 p.m. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the essence of the Merging Life and Money Show. I strongly believe that women everywhere have the power to transform their lives and fulfill their potential by harnessing financial knowledge. And as a result, this show is totally dedicated to unlocking this opportunity for as many women as possible, helping them build brighter future with related money matter at the core. So grab a pen and a notebook, as you would want to take some notes and share them and talk about them with family members, friends, neighbors, coworkers, and more. Because by sharing, you will help create a brighter future for everyone and make an impact on the world. And so if you are listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, any other podcast platform, I welcome you. I am so glad you have joined in today. So let's get going. First, let's talk about how OpenAI. What is it? I mean, you know, OpenAI, the revolutionary research led by tech titan Elon Musk and powered by its flagship artificial intelligence model, GPT-3, is revolutionizing conversational AI with their highly impressive ChatGPT technology, which was launched by the way, on November 30, I think, last year. This cutting edge technology is mind blowing. Okay. I will say that OpenAI has opened up dynamic possibilities for businesses across industries and allowing them to unlock futuristic potential and beyond. So their goal is to make sure that artificial general intelligence, or AGI, which means highly independent systems that are better than humans at the most economically valuable task, is good for everyone. Hence, their mission to ensure that artificial general intelligence benefits all of humanity. So today, I will focus on how OpenAI and ChatGPT are changing the way you manage your money and how they will shape the future of financial wellness in the years to come. And I will also address the following three points. AI's impact on the emotional side of money, AI's impact on the practical side of money, and the challenges of open artificial intelligence and ChatGPT. So my last show was about how to unleash your potential for 2023 by embracing lifelong learning, which was a perfect segue for today's show. So you may be wondering what impact OpenAI and ChatGPT have and will have on the financial wellness industry and financial wellness period. Well, let me break it down for you. OpenAI is changing the financial world with ChatGPT, a revolutionary language model that's designed to benefit humanity. With this cutting-edge technology, virtual financial advisors can be created and managed, and managing money will become simple and accessible for everyone who needs it. Well, OpenAI's truly remarkable advancements are paving the way toward a better future and sound economic decision-making available everywhere in an easy-to-use format. And as I noted a few moments ago, ChatGPT is an intelligent language model that can not only understand human action, but also respond appropriately. So imagine tapping into this technology's power by having access to your own virtual financial advisor at any time, okay? And that will provide you with responses tailored just for you, no matter what it is about investing, budgeting, and even retirement planning. So this cutting-edge technology offers both unprecedented convenience as well as economic freedom, especially to those with limited resources seeking advice on traditional finance matters. Well, folks, this is mind-blowing. I'm going to say it again. It is mind-blowing. ChatGPT is in the process of changing the way you can make informed financial decisions with personalized tests, personalized assessment, and model that introduce you to important concepts. ChatGPT is a powerful tool in developing proficiency and in handling finances. It also has the ability to process data from various sources into actionable information. And this report that they produce provide real-time updates on your financial health, giving you total control over your spending habits. So before addressing the first point, let me say that, in my opinion, financial advice and resources just took a turn for the better. ChatGPT and OpenAI are paving an innovative path to changing financial wellness by bringing it straight into your pocket with natural language processing. So take advantage of these technologies now. They are already integrated in banks and institutions across the globe, giving everyone access to simple yet engaging interfaces that make complex concepts easier than ever before. so you can take charge of your finances today. Which leads me to the first point of today's show, AI's implication on the emotional side of money. Let me give the show some context. Money can be viewed from an emotional and a practical perspective. On the emotional side, money can be associated with feeling of security, success, and power. And on the practical side, money is a means of exchange and a tool for achieving financial goals and stability. Therefore, it is important to consider both the emotional and practical aspects of money when making financial decisions, as the emotional side can often drive impulsive spending, while the practical side can guide sound financial planning. So it is a known fact that achieving a balance between the emotional and practical sides of money will lead to financial wellness, no doubt about it. I will first look at AI's impact on the emotional side of money. You may not realize it, but the way you think and feel about money can have a huge impact on your financial well-being. Financial stress is a common and serious problem that can have a negative impact on your overall well-being and your mental health. And let's be honest, who does not experience some level of financial stress? But here is where OpenAI and ChatGPT come in. These technologies have the potential to change the way you think and feel about money. They actually provide personalized and interactive resources that can help you understand and manage your emotions and attitude toward money, which in turn can help you improve your financial wellness and reduce financial stress. Listen here. Have you ever felt like you are constantly worrying about money? Like you are just one paycheck away from financial disaster? Well, welcome to the club. Financial stress is a common and serious problem that affects a lot of people, just like you. Financial stress can manifest itself in a variety of ways. It can cause anxiety, depression, and even physical health problems, right? It can also lead to negative financial behaviors, such as overspending, avoidance of budgeting, or even procrastination on managing finances. It is not just a temporary or occasional problem, but it is a chronic stress that can have long-term negative effects on your overall well-being. However, the good news is that you don't have to let financial stress control your life, right? OpenAI and ChatGPT can be a great tool to help manage and reduce financial stress. So here are a few ways they can help. Virtual financial coaching. ChatGPT can be used to create virtual financial coaches that can assist you with managing your emotions and attitude toward your money. These virtual coaches can help you identify and change negative financial behaviors, such as impulse spending or avoidance of budgeting. They can also teach you how to set realistic financial goals and make a plan to achieve them. Two, personalized financial resources. Well, ChatGPT can be used to create resources that can help you understand the psychological and emotional aspect of money. It can be used to create articles, videos, and interactive experiences that can help you understand how your emotions and belief about money can affect your financial decisions. This can help you develop a healthier relationship with money and reduce financial stress. Three, personalized financial plans. ChatGPT can be integrated into financial apps, platforms, and financial institution to provide you with a more personalized experience. It can also provide personalized financial advice based on your emotion state, your emotional state, and financial goals. Now, let me explore how OpenAI and ChatGPT can change the way you think and feel about money. You may not realize it yet, but OpenAI and ChatGPT can be game changers for how you think and feel about money. These technologies have the potential to transform the way you interact with your finances and change your perspective on it. That's really a game changer. One way that OpenAI and ChatGPT can change the way you think and feel about money is by providing you with personalized financial advice. By analyzing your spending habits, right? By looking at your income and other financial data, ChatGPT can create a personalized financial plan that can help you achieve your financial goals. And let's be real, who does not like personalized attention? Another way that OpenAI and ChatGPT can change your perspective on money is by providing interactive and engaging financial literacy resources. Well, ChatGPT can be used to create quizzes, game, and simulation that can help you learn about personal finance in a fun and interactive way. Additionally, OpenAI and ChatGPT can help you by providing virtual financial advisors. Yeah, they can be used to create virtual financial advisors that can assist you with managing your money. So imagine being able to ask a virtual financial advisor about your investment, budgeting, or retirement planning, and receiving an accurate personalized response. This could be especially useful for people who may not have access to traditional financial advisors or for those who are intimidated by the financial industry. I will end this point by stating that these technologies can make financial concept more accessible and relatable, and they could also help you develop the knowledge and skills you need to make informed financial decisions. So why not give them a try and see how they can change your perspective on money? Let's look at the second point, AI's impact on the practical side of money. Well, I will start by saying that the impact of OpenAI and ChatGPT on the practical side of money should not be overlooked, as these technologies can help individuals and businesses make smarter financial decisions. As I mentioned earlier, these cutting-edge technologies are having a major impact on the financial industry, from automating just mundane tasks to providing new insights from data analysis. They can analyze a large amount of financial data and identify patterns and trends that can be used to inform investment decisions. This can help individuals optimize their investment portfolios and businesses make more informed decisions about where to invest their resources. So here are a few ways or practical application of OpenAI and ChatGPT for the financial industry. Financial analysis and forecasting is one. OpenAI can use historical financial data and machine learning algorithms to predict future market trends, which can help businesses and investors make more informed decisions about where to allocate their resources. ChatGPT, right, and other language models like it can be trained on vast amount of financial data, allowing them to make predictions about future market trends and identify patterns in historical data that human might miss. This can help financial analysts make better informed investment decisions and help traders develop more effective trading strategies. Two, development of financial management and budgeting apps. These apps can help you to easily track your expenses and income. They could help you set budgets, and they can help you create financial goals by allowing you to input data in natural language. This makes it more convenient for you to manage your money and stay on top of your finances, as you don't need to spend time manually inputting data or trying to navigate complex interfaces. Three, development of financial wellness chatbots and virtual assistants. These chatbots can help you to better understand your financial situation and provide personalized advice on topics such as budgeting, saving, and investing. Okay, they can also help you identify any areas where you may be struggling with your finances, and they can provide resources and support to help you improve. For example, if you are struggling with debt, you know, a financial wellness chatbot trained on ChatGPT could provide you with a plan for paying off your debt, as well as resources and support to help you stay on track. Similarly, if you are looking to save for, let's say, a big purchase or save for retirement, the chatbot could provide you with advice on how much to save, where to invest your money, and how to make a budget that works for you. Additionally, ChatGPT and OpenAI can also be used to create virtual financial advisors, and they will be accessible to people with disability. So this can include creating a text-to-speech or speech-to-text feature, which can make it easier for people who are visually impaired to access financial services. Four, creation of automated financial reports, such as credit reports, that can help you to better understand your financial situation, that could help you make better informed decisions, that could help you identify any potential issues, such as errors on your credit report, for example, and it could help you take steps to correct them. For example, OpenAI and ChatGPT can assist by providing you with automated financial reports and apps that can actually track your income and expenses and help you identify areas where you may be overspending or undersaving. So these apps can also help you set financial goals and create a budget that works for you and provide personalized recommendation based on your individual situation. Five, development of financial education and literacy. The models can be trained on vast amount of financial data and can provide people with information and resources on different financial topics by answering questions and providing personalized recommendations. This can help people to better understand financial concepts and make better informed decisions about their money, which is crucial for achieving financial wellness. It's also worth mentioning that OpenAI and ChatGPT can also be used in the insurance industry to provide customers with personalized insurance recommendations and also help with claims, with fraud detection, and underwriting. So in terms of financial education and accessibility, ChatGPT and OpenAI can be used to create virtual financial education platforms that make complex financial concepts easy to understand. So for example, Imagine having access to a virtual financial advisor that can explain how different type of investment work or how to create a budget, right? This can help empower individuals who may not have access to financial education in the past to take control of their financial future. Another way OpenAI can increase financial education and accessibility is by providing financial advice and services in multiple languages, which can make it more accessible to people who may not speak the language of their country of residence. So what I see here is that this can help to bridge the gap in financial literacy and access between different language groups. Overall, the practical impact of OpenAI and ChatGPT on money and financial education and accessibility is significant because these technologies have the potential to really, really change and transform, I would say, the way we think about and manage our money and make financial advice and services more accessible to everyone. I will end this point by saying that overall, the use of OpenAI and ChatGPT in personal finance and financial wellness has the potential to greatly improve people's understanding of their financial situation. They have the potential to provide personalized advice and help people make better informed decisions about their money. It is likely that as technology continues to evolve, we will see even more practical application of OpenAI and ChatGPT in personal finance and financial wellness in the near future. Now, let's look at the third and final point for today's show, which is the challenges. Yeah, the challenges of OpenAI and ChatGPT. So as we dive deeper into the world of OpenAI and ChatGPT, it is obvious that there are challenges that comes along with these cutting-edge technologies. One of the main concerns when it comes to financial wellness is the potential for job displacement and loss of privacy. And as automation and data analysis becomes more prevalent, there may be fewer jobs available for certain positions, and people may have to adapt and learn new skills. Additionally, with the increasing use of data analysis, there may be concerns about personal data security and privacy. And with this in mind, here are some of the challenges that I believe must and will be addressed for both personal finance and the financial wellness industry overall. For individual, one of the main challenges, in my views, with using OpenAI and ChatGPT for financial wellness is the issue of trust. As the models created rely on large amount of data to make prediction and provide advice, there could be a risk that the data used may not be accurate or complete. So this can lead into incorrect or biased advice, which can have serious consequences for an individual's financial situation. Additionally, there's also the risk that the advice provided by these models may not take into account an individual's unique circumstances and goals, which can lead to suboptimal decisions. Another challenge for individuals is the issue of financial literacy. While OpenAI and ChatGPT can provide a wealth of information and resources on different financial topics, it is important for people to have the knowledge and understanding to use these resources effectively. Therefore, without a basic level of financial literacy, individuals may find it, I would say, difficult to understand and use the advice provided by these models, which can limit their effectiveness. On the industry level, one of the main challenges with using OpenAI and ChatGPT for financial wellness is the issue of regulation. As these models are used to provide financial advice and make predictions about how individuals' financial situation, there's a need for clear and consistent regulation to ensure that the advice provided is accurate and unbiased, and that the individual is protected from potential harm. Additionally, regulatory bodies will have to keep up with the fast pace of innovation and changes in technology and the models, right? Another challenge for the financial wellness industry is the issue of data privacy and security. As these models rely on a large amount of personal data, as I mentioned earlier, to make those predictions and provide advice, it is important to ensure that this data is protected and kept private. So this requires strong security measures to be in place, as well as clear and transparent policies on how data is collected, how it is stored, and how it is used. There is also the problem of model, that's there, because models are trained on a lot of data. So the biases in the data can be picked up by the model. And this can read the prediction and recommendation that are biased or unfair. So additionally, the models can be complex and it can be difficult for humans to understand why the model is making certain prediction or recommendation, which in turn makes it difficult for people to trust the advice provided. So let's take a look at the challenges associated with the unregulated use of artificial intelligence in financial wellness, in the financial wellness industry. One of the main concerns with unregulated use of AI in financial wellness is a lack of oversight and accountability. So without proper regulation in place, there's a risk that AI models may provide incorrect and biased advice, which can have serious consequences for an individual's financial situation. Furthermore, there's a risk that the models may be used to exploit and manipulate people, which can also lead to financial losses and harm. Another challenge associated with unregulated use of AI in that sector is the increased cost of implementation. So as AI models and technology are still relatively new and complex, implementing them can be costly, both in terms of the initial development cost and the ongoing maintenance and update cost. So this can make it difficult for small businesses and individuals to access and use these tools, which can limit their effectiveness. And finally, there is also an increased risk of cybersecurity threats when using AI in financial wellness. As these models rely on large amount of personal data, again, to make prediction and provide advice, it is important to ensure that this data is protected and kept private. However, without proper regulations and security measures in place, there's a risk that this data may be compromised, which can lead to financial, again, losses and harm to the individual. Additionally, AI models themselves can be vulnerable to hacking and other forms of cyber attacks, which can further increase the risk of data breaches and financial losses. I will end this point by saying that while OpenAI and ChatGPT have the potential to, you know, change financial wellness and personal finance, it is important to address these challenges in order to ensure that these models are used effectively and responsibly. This can involve a combination of regulations, educations, and ongoing research and development. So to improve the models and make them more accurate. Okay, oh my God, 34 minutes. Let's wrap it up and recap what I addressed today. I talked about how open AI and ChatGPT are revolutionizing the way we manage our money and how they will shape the future of financial wellness in the years ahead. And I focus on 3 points. I focus on AI's impact on the emotional side of money, AI's impact on the practical side of money, and I also talked about some challenges faced with the use of OpenAI and ChatGPT. And as I see it overall, it is clear that OpenAI and ChatGPT have the potential to transform financial wellness in many ways. And by leveraging the vast amount of data available, this model can help you make better informed decisions. They can help you improve your financial literacy and even simplify the management of your money. And as technology continues to evolve, it is likely that we will see even more practical application of OpenAI and ChatGPT in personal finance and financial wellness in the near future. And my last thought on the topic for today, for that I will say that we emergence of OpenAI and ChatGPT, we are entering a more autonomous future for financial management. These groundbreaking technologies open up an array of opportunities to enhance our money handling capacity, from freeing us from tedious tasks to providing better decision with data analysis. But I will add that with these advances comes improved efficiency, cost saving, and empowered decision making, all of which can lead toward deep improvements in personal finance health. However, it is essential that people remain alert about potential risks, such as job displacement or privacy issues, so ultimately everyone can take full advantage of this amazing technology. So the time is now. I will urge you to embrace these technologies, learn about them, and use them responsibly to improve your financial well-being and secure a better future. And as you know, I like to end my show with a quote. And today I chose a quote from a lady by the name of Jeannie Rometty. I don't know her. And it reads, "Some people call this artificial intelligence, but the reality is this technology will enhance us. So instead of financial intelligence, I think we will augment our intelligence." So Jeannie Rometty is an American business executive who served as executive chairman of IBM after stepping down as CEO in 2020. So this brings us to the end of today's Merging Life and Money episode. I hope that you enjoyed today's show. And I do apologize for the glitch at the beginning. And I encourage you to watch the replay and to make sure to share it with others. For more information about how to achieve financial wellness from the inside out and live a life, and your life, I should say, with purpose, join me next week, Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 Mountain, 9 Central, 10 Eastern, and noon Australia, Brisbane, that is. Thanks for being here on the Merging Life and Money Show. I am your host, Marie-Jo César. I will be back again next week. So meanwhile, continue merging life and money. Bye for now.